Hello, my name is Rika, creator of Adventure in Oneness and internationally acclaimed speaker and author. Thank you for taking this time for you to expand your world. I am so honored to embark on this journey with you. Is it time for your life to be more phenomenal than anything you ever thought was possible? Have you always known something far greater was possible for you in your life? What if we could go beyond everything that you've ever believed was possible into a life beyond the belief systems of reality, where everything you choose comes into your life magically? Welcome to your Ascension Toolkit for a life beyond belief. Is your calendar handy? I'm thrilled to invite you to my upcoming live interview with my beloved friend Darius on Wednesday, October 24th at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, that's Wednesday, October 24th at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every time Darius and I get together, the vibration is so high, we open up universes of energy and usually blow the phone lines. So we'll see what's in store for us at our upcoming interview entitled Your 2012 Ascension Toolkit for a Life Beyond Belief. I look forward to expanding your life and enjoy your free gift, having money beyond belief. What would it be like if you allowed you to be money? Be and have money beyond the belief systems of everything that you've learned from this lifetime and every other lifetime about how to have and be money. Because if you look at those belief systems, like trying to deserve money, is that actually the energy of being it and having it? Nope. So what if every belief system keeps you actually from the space of having and being the vibration of wealth, gold, and money? See, and the key sort of thing about this whole world around having money is the embodiment of the energy of having. Now, what does the embodiment of the energy of having look like? Well, if you were being the energy of having, would you want things? Or would you just energetically have them no matter what shows up? So inside reality, you would argue, no, Rika, I cannot embody the energy of having until it physically shows up. Perfect catch 22 that will keep you always wanting and never having. Kind of amazing, right? So what if every belief system actually keeps you from the space of having that would allow you the platform to begin to create whatever you would require in reality to actually bring tons of money into existence? See, from that space, there would be no in your universe around having it and being it. And there'd be total awareness of how to shift and change reality to actually make tons of money come into your world. Okay, from that space of having, money would be easy. From that space of having, money would not be heavy and difficult and challenging. From that space of having, it would be like picking flowers in a garden, enjoying its beauty, receiving the smell of every rose that you just picked, being with it, receiving it. So what if you received money like you received nature? When you go out in nature, do you eliminate certain trees because they are too big and too tall? And then you walk by a meadow and you count all the flowers and you go, that amount of flowers is very significant because of the number. So I must put up barriers and not receive energy from that many flowers. That's too big of a meadow. But I will come over here and there's three and I can do that. Interesting, right? So what if all the belief systems that you have about money truly just keep you from the embodiment of having? And from that space of having, you can paint the portrait in reality that allows people to pay you. Holy Moses, huh?
So how many belief systems do you have about money?
Not lying to myself a lot.
Yeah, not lying to myself. Okay, it's very funny though, because a lot of the times the cognitive mind will come up and then sell you another belief system. Like, oh no, I'm over this. Or I've got my money situation handled. Or I don't really have anything in this area. Notice, if your cognitive mind starts saying that stuff, it's like every conclusion it's trying to sell you is putting a box around the energy that's there. So you put a box around the energy that was there of lack, and now you feel okay with the amount of money you have. How many conclusions have you sold yourself about where you are financially that are keeping you from getting inside the box and unraveling the energy that you're trying to cover up with the conclusion? Would you be willing to bring all of that up in your awareness and be all of the energy that would unravel it totally? So what if your awareness about everything changes everything? So your willingness to look at it from a different light actually shifts your vibration and shifts everything. So are you willing to be completely and totally aware and truly see money as paper? I mean, really. Do you have points of view about how you deserve paper and how you don't deserve paper and how your friend gave you paper and then it created poverty in their world and how you shouldn't receive paper from friends because that would be really bad and how you should not receive any paper because then you wouldn't be a gift. You'd be doing it for the paper. So what's really cool is if you go through your whole system and look at all of the ways in which you interact with money and change money, because money, gold, money, diamonds, money, wealth, money. Look at how much charge that has on it. Holy Moses, would you be willing to bring all that charge up in your world? Are you willing to fly out of reality?
Yes.
Are you willing to actually be beyond the belief systems of money? Are you willing to actually be and receive that you are everything?
Yes.
Okay, so bring all of that up in your awareness. All that reality you have around money, all that vibrational density and matter. And when you now be all of the energy that would incinerate it. Amazing, right? Okay, so when we speak about money, I can't tell you how long I sat on the other side of these kind of conversations and didn't actually listen. So, are you willing to actually listen? No matter where you are financially, even if you're making $1 million a year right now, what if you could be generating $1 billion or $10 billion or $500 billion and shifting the entire world? So from that sort of opening the door of that awareness, what if you were truly willing to embark on so much having of wealth, you could actually use it to change the entire world? Are you willing to be that big in reality? Are you willing to be seen as being that great, that powerful, that big? And a lot of the times when you have paper, people think you're superior. Are you willing to receive their judgment with no point of view about it?
Yes.
So will you bring all of the vibrational boxes that you've put yourself in, will you bring all of that up in your awareness about making yourself less than, fitting in, being normal, being average, average with money, I'm not that great, I'm getting by though, because that's the right way. Then I won't take too much. Ew, feel all that. Okay, and when you bring in all the energy to literally incinerate all of it, let it go. So is there anybody that feels like they have a really hard time receiving money? A very hard time receiving money. So, what's so hard about receiving paper?
I feel like I don't deserve it.
Interesting. Okay, so how long have you spent attempting to embody the energy of deserving it as if that was the way to embody the energy of having it?
For a long time.
I know, isn't that crazy? So if you look at like a billionaire or whatever, are they thinking every day, I deserve money, I deserve money, I deserve money? Or is that just the other side of the same coin of not deserving? So when you try to deserve it, and you try to feel like you deserve it, and you're trying to muster up all these feelings and all these, I deserve it, okay, and it doesn't actually work to bring in money, and to allow you to actually have it and receive it, who do you go to the wrongness of?
Me.
Oh my goodness! Now you go to the wrongness of you, except, my friends, what if you are not the thing that's not working here? What if you have never been the thing that wasn't actually working? Because you as a being, do you really have a hard time receiving paper? Or is it only with your, when you're within the walls of reality and inside the box of reality that you have a hard time receiving paper? So everything that brings up times a godzillion, what if that was reality's job? What if that was judgment's job, was to make you feel wrong? What if that was conclusion's job? Just to make you feel wrong, because it's an empty promise. So you go searching down this empty promise, and then you get to the end of the road again, and then you're back at the beginning going, I still feel the same, and I haven't gotten anywhere, and what is wrong with me? So we now acknowledge that you haven't actually been the wrong one, and that reality actually just doesn't work to give you infinite. So everything that brings up, would you bring it all up in your awareness?
Yeah.
And would you be willing to be all of the energy that shifts it and lets it go?
Yeah.
Okay, jump into more, let it go, jump into more, let it go, jump into more, let it go, wonderful. So what if what's required for each of you is to end the wanting, needing, desiring, searching, trying to fix, trying to change in order to truly have the having of the infinite being and the infinite energy that you could be. Now, if you have all of you, can anyone or anything take you away from you? Not so much. So are you willing to actually let go of all that vibrational separation that you've been doing to keep you from the embodiment of this energy of having?
Yes.
Really? Are you willing to also let go of it so much that you don't even associate it with it any longer?
Yes.
See, the interesting thing is if you didn't have a problem or a wrongness, would you feel like you?
No.
Papa, I was thinking about this yesterday. Okay? Isn't that amazing? If you didn't want or lack anything and you were completely full and overflowing, would you feel like you? Or do you go to find you in limitation because that feels more like you than having? Holy Moses balls! Everything that brings up, will you bring it all up in your awareness? And would you now bring be all the energy to incinerate it? And be more and bring that through. And be more and bring that through. And be more and bring that through. Beautiful, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So how's that feeling now?
A bit lighter.
A bit lighter. Cool. Yeah. So what did you hold on to?
Being not sure.
Not sure of what?
That I'm going to have more of it show up, or still that undeserving kind of part that's still kind of stuck. Oh, sorry.
Okay, so interesting, huh? I love it. The undeserving part, and then she wasn't holding the microphone properly and said, oh, sorry. Perfect, right? Universe is a very cool place. Okay, so what if what's coming up is all of the past unharmonized, not good enough, not enough, and undeserving that you've associated you with? That actually isn't you. It's just what has been going on in the world around you ever since you got here. So will you let it go now? Okay, bring it all up in your awareness. And now be all of the energy to completely unravel it. Will you let the all-inclusive universe that has no lack in to harmonize all the lack that you've been doing and all the separation you've been doing from you? All that undeserving energy. Let it in, let it in, let it all the way in, let it in, let it in, let it all the way in. There we go. Even way back there. You let it just... There you go. Expand out, use even more of that energy. There you go, and just let it go.
Hearing it from the world.
Yeah. How many of you guys have suffered so much from the not deserving or the not good enough that you're like, I don't want anybody to suffer from this. So let me try to take it out of everybody else's worlds. Okay, except is not good enough actually real, or is it just an illusion?
Illusion.
Yeah. So you're actually buying into their illusion in order to take it out of their world. It seems like a lot of hard work for really not so much payoff, huh? So all the limitation you guys keep trying to take on from everybody else, would you bring all that up in your awareness? And now incinerate it with everything that you're willing to be. How do you feel about not good enough now?
That's so silly.
Isn't it amazing? Because you as an infinite being, could you first be not anything?
No.
No, because you as an infinite being includes everything. Consciousness includes everything. So there is nothing that you are not. Okay, so let's move into good. Look at good. Look at the energy of good. Is that the fullness of the vibration and the being and the receiving that you could actually be, or is that just one slice? It's one tiny little slice, one tiny little frequency. How could you ever fit into good? What if you were so magnificent, good was like... Okay, and then as an infinite being, enough. What a trip, right? It's like, how could you measure infinite? Okay, so look at deserving. As an infinite being, what is deserving? Deserve what if you're everything? Don't deserve what if you're everything? Do you see how beyond belief and a life and a living and a receiving beyond belief actually gives you the energy of what you've always been desiring? You've just been looking for nub in all the wrong places. Called reality, called judgment, called conclusion, called if I create a perfect enough box, I'll be okay. And then the box starts wearing at you and starts poking you and starts, all, you know, then you have to control it and you have to maintain it and you have to keep it in place. And then that darn infinite consciousness keeps coming in and harmonizing your system, and that really screws you up. So then you gotta pull more stuff in to remain separate, because separate doesn't even exist. It's a lot of work, isn't it? So what if the idea that we could be separate was one of the biggest lies we've ever been sold? And what's interesting is, if you look at the energy of being completely all-inclusive of everything, without an ounce of judgment, is that actually what you're truly looking for? Yes. So you're looking in a world of separation to become no separation. Doesn't work very well, does it? So all of the separation that you've been doing with you and the energy of having, which is the energy of having money, it's actually the energy of having everything. Are you willing to now end that struggle, that fight, that challenge, that eternal and perpetual search?
Yes.
That thing you always have to fix and change? Fix and change me, fix and change me, fix and change me. Everything that brings up, times a godzillion, known and unknown. Everything that brings up, would you bring it all up in your awareness, everything you're willing to be aware of, and even things you're not willing to be aware of? And vibrationally, will you now knock all that out of existence? Let's do a little Spider-Man on that separation. Connect with it. And on three, let's change it. Three, two, one, and change it. Ooh, nice shift, my friends. Wow, we likey. Okay, so in the having and the receiving of money, how does it feel now?
Much better.
Cool.
Yeah, the room's brighter.
The room's brighter. Interesting. So is there anything else that you held on to?
Being scared.
Being scared. Interesting. Of what?
Being vulnerable.
Being scared of being vulnerable. Are you guys like really scared? Are you really excited? See, the thing is, people think that the barriers that they put up actually protect them. Except what if the barriers actually create the experience of the unprotection, of the being hurt, of the struggle, of the pain, of the... And the thing is, being scared. Now, you as an infinite being, are you certain energies? Are you all energies?
All.
You're all energies. So how could you be scared of an energy you already are? It's a little silly, isn't it? Like, as you, you know, poke your head out of reality and you start looking above the clouds and you're like, oh my God, it's actually quite a bit different up here. Wow. And then you start looking down at reality. Reality gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And then you just start wondering, how does anyone fit into a box this big? How did I ever believe that there was only one choice? How did I ever see from just one perspective and make it so darn real? Wow. I must be that infinite. Mm-hmm. Or I could actually make a lie so real that I lived inside of it. You guys are geniuses. You just don't know it. It takes a lot of energy to take you out of infinite being, infinite receiving, and infinite energy and put you in a box and then maintain that frequency at all times. Oh, boy. Well, you let it go, finally. Let the reins of reality go. Let the reins of separation go. Let the reins of lack and limitation and struggle and... Will you just let it go? Your choice. It's your world. You are living in your own universe. You're the only one that created it. You're the only one that can let it go. So what is your choice for you truly? Is it time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you suffered long enough?
Yeah.
So you bring all of that up in your awareness? And let's knock it out of existence. Ready? And knock it. That's fun. I like that. Okay, so the first step to having money, right, is being the energy of having. So is there anything that you lack?
No.
Is there anything that you're not willing to be?
No.
Are you willing to receive all of it without an ounce of judgment so you can have and be anything, so you can have all your choice again?
Absolutely.
Nice. Awesome. Hey, welcome. Okay. So is there anybody that feels like they would like to embody a particular future, but they feel vibrationally they're not with that? Come on up. Lisa. Welcome. Okay, so there's a few sort of different things going on here. When I look at people not allowing themselves to receive money, first you have all the, you know, belief patterns, the ones that are the negative, the wrong, the bad, and then you have on top of it the I deserve it, I am good enough, I am worthy, which just puts boxes around all the stuff that feels heavy so that you feel okay about the crap that you're still living inside of. It's a pretty easy way to put it, right? Okay, so there's knocking all that out to where you see it from the eyes of consciousness of, wow, how could I ever fit into such a box so small? And do I have to be right about it? Do I have to be deserve it? Do I have to feel good enough? It's like if you look at the energy of feeling, as an infinite being, if you included all energies and all things, and you were being everything, does feeling in the same way actually even exist? What if it becomes then this movable vibration and energy that flows through your system? So it's flowing. So how many of you have attempted to create feelings after feelings after feelings after feelings about what it feels like to have? Now, when you have something, do you cease to feel around it? In some ways, because there's no definition of feeling. Now you embody the vibration and the energy of having. It's like, does a billionaire wake up every day and go, I feel like I have money. I'm feeling like I have money. Or do they just walk around like, I have it, which is like breathing. It's like, do you think about breathing? Do you feel like you deserve to breathe? Or do you walk around and breathe? You walk around and breathe. So will you now change the energy that you have around money to breathing? Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You don't think about it. You don't try to feel like it. You don't try to be good enough for it. You don't do any belief systems with it. You just go, yes. Okay, so will you bring all that up in your awareness? And let's knock it out of existence. And not. I love you guys. Okay. Because the thing is, if you're trying to feel like you have money, believe that you deserve it, you're going back into the not having as if that was the way to get to the energy of having. Okay? So there's knocking all that old stuff out of existence. Then there could be the place or the space in which you're not willing to be everything that's outside of that box. So it's kind of like knock down the house and then move you into the embodiment of what's beyond the house. Does that make sense? Okay, so that you can actually be all of the energy of the magnificence, the amazing, the wonderful, the fabulous, the being seen as being a successful entrepreneur, someone who knows all of this beautiful things, and people actually are like, wow, you're, and they do all of this stuff with you, because you're willing to actually be beyond the box. You're willing to be beyond belief. You're willing to be your living and your life beyond belief. Now, what that does is get everyone to judge you at the highest belief system that they'll create around you. Does that mean you even have to put on their costume? No. So people will judge you as superior, potentially. They might judge you as, oh, you think you're all that. They might judge you as being too much, too successful, too sexy, too easy. Are you willing to receive all those judgments without an ounce of point of view about it?
Yes.
Will you bring all that up? Let's do the knock it out again. And knock it out. All right, my friend.
Yes, I'd like that.
So who, if you were choosing to be anyone in reality, who would you be seen as? Like, what would your life be like? What future are you looking to move into the present?
Having the time of my life, having so much fun, having no limits on what I can experience and create, having no limit on the abundance, the money that I would need to make the choice in the moment to do, be, experience whatever. I'd love to travel. I'd love to be traveling freely. I'd love to be having fun experiences everywhere I go. I'd love to be enriching people with my being wherever I go, just emanating that frequency that transmutes whatever I come in contact with.
Cool.
I'd love to be paid for that.
Cool.
I'd love to be paid for that. I'd love to be paid to have the best possible experiences on the planet because I'm a living example to others of what's possible when you step outside the box.
Oh, and how many of you have similar requests, right? Isn't that cool? And the cool thing is, it wouldn't even matter what you did. Whether you were selling, you know, whether you're a plumber or whether you are a conscious facilitator. Your being creates everything. Okay? So, are you willing to be completely, totally, and utterly judged from every perspective under the sun, good, bad, right, wrong, ugly, beautiful, silly, sad, not good enough, not enough, you think you're all that, you're selfish, you're superior, you're a mean person, you're actually a demanding B-I-T-C-H? Mm-hmm. Are you willing to actually receive all that judgment without an ounce of judgment of it? Now, the only reason why you wouldn't be willing to receive this is because you have your belief system, and that belief system tied in with you, by the way. Because when you don't have that belief system tied in with you, it just flows through you. You're like, go for it. I'm freaking infinite, which means I'm everything, so judge me as anything, because that's all part of oneness. So will you bring all of that up everywhere, all the judgments you're resisting? And would you knock out all the fixation so that you can actually receive all that judgment with total ease? Get it all, get it all, get it all, and even more, everything else you're hiding from, and knock it out, and knock it. I love it. Ah! Beautiful. Okay, so how's that feeling? For lack of a better word. How's that being?
Good.
What's that?
There's a question, am I doing it right?
Isn't that cool? Okay, so what if the question, am I doing it right, is I'm wrong again? It's like when I look at right, it's just the other side of the same coin. Yeah. So are you willing to actually truly let go of all of that wrongness?
I'm willing.
Really?
Yeah.
You won't feel like anybody here.
I
funny? And everything else that's tied to it, all the stories around it and everything, to where somebody goes, you're wrong, and you go, what alien language is this person speaking?
I already don't feel like everybody here, so I might as well not feel like everybody here and have a great time.
Okay, except what's interesting is, do you also have that you not fitting in is another thing that you've always been wrong about? Because you've been trying to fit, but you still don't feel like you fit, so you even are wrong about not fitting.
Yes, I get that. You're right.
Holy crap balls.
Yeah.
Anybody else willing to let go of fitting in and the wrongness they feel because they can't fit? Because you're infinite. Infinite cannot fit. You're infinite. Knock it out of existence and... So are you actually wrong for not fitting, or is that a greatness that you've always been?
If right now it occurs to me as a greatness I've always been.
So will you open up that box of greatness, that awareness of greatness, for all of you? Open up all that, behind all the wrongness, what if there's just this being of infinite? Because the thing is, you only get judged when you're actually being infinite. When you're fitting in, well, you still get judged, but people judge you in order to create separation from you. Because you were being such a vibration and they went into judgment so that they didn't vibrate as big, as high, as magnificent as you were being. So what if behind all of that judgment is this infinite frequency, this infinite choice, this boundless joy, this playful, frivolous, amazing generosity of spirit? Everything that has always been so beautiful about you is all behind all of those doors. So will you open up all those energetic boxes of greatness and have them as the greatness they have always been through your own eyes and your own awareness about you? Should we knock all that out? And knock it. What if it was time to actually see you through the eyes of consciousness and oneness as you, and allow you to have those eyes again? Allow you to see all of you through that lens, through that awareness, through that space. Will you allow yourself, and will you give yourself permission to actually have that? Wonderful. So, is there anything in the way of keeping you from actually choosing this as your chosen present?
A very crystallized sense of who I am.
Yeah. So when we look at all these points of view about who we are, which are really all the points of view about who we're not, because you're trying to be something so that you don't be the opposite of it. Okay, we've taken these judgments fixated in these different times, right? And since we know time isn't real, it becomes this discordant energy in our system. So what if every part and piece of your identity and of all these judgments and conclusions about you and the world around you are discordant? They're not harmonized with oneness. And they're just waiting for you to let down the walls of your reality and just let go. Now, does it mean you can't choose parts of that? No, you can choose it all. If you have, like, the identity that you're really funny, right? You're just going to choose to be the funniness that you are when you're choosing to be the funniness that you are. You can still choose every part of it. You're just going to be in choice instead. So all of the automatic pilot systems will actually not be there to reference you. And have you guys watched people functioning from these autos? Yeah, pretty much all the time, right? And even when people get up to facilitate or to talk or to speak or to do whatever, have you seen it done from automatic pilot? How bored are you? It's like you've seen that automatic pilot system number 686, and you've seen number 2932. And so what if being is everything that brings everyone into your world? And what if being would energetically give you everything that you're looking for? So are you willing to wipe out all the autos, fly by the seat of your cute little pants, and be in the moment that you're in, fully, totally, and completely, and actually surrender to that moment? Wow. That was kind of cool. I love getting to these moments where there are no words. Because, you know, pardon us, we're attempting to, you know, facilitate you into infinite using a language that's all about meaning, significance, and definition. So, not word spaces are cool with us. We're like, So, is there anything else that's keeping you from being?
My mind is blank.
Cool. So, are you willing to be with all these guys right now?
That's what I noticed as you were speaking, just that last part. All of a sudden, I just found myself just looking around and being fully here, feeling my body at the same time.
So if you could, you know, say something to these guys that would move something through their system as the conscious facilitator that you are. You want a big trick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's if you lead with vibration, they all come with you. So what do you know about what is actually real here as this infinite everything? That you could, there we go, feel that. Now open that up in your system. Bring that in. And now ask them a question to bring them to that. It's not about words either. If you could put words to it, what would you say? You can do it. Breathe, yeah.
What if everything that you always knew was true is true? Right here, right now. Everything you always knew, you all have known it.
Are you willing to know what you know? Are you willing to be this brave and this courageous? To actually unlock the doors of everything you truly know? To be everything you truly know? From some other planet, some other lifetime, some other galaxy, some other future, and actually bring it into being so that you can resound in this beautiful being that you are. That your expression of you is full and overflowing and actually true for your being. True for your being. And will you allow that in now? Bring it in, babies. And what else do you know? And bring that in. What else do you know about being you? Bring that in. What else do you know that nobody else on this planet knows? Bring that in. What do you know about living energy? Bring that in. What do you know about infinite bodies? Bring that in. What do you know about functioning from your being as this infinite everything? Bring that in. What do you know about the loving and embracing of every molecule on this entire planet and all of reality that would melt every one unharmonized system into the being that they truly be? Would you bring that in? And what do only you know? Will you go through that tunnel into that energy and pull that energy back into your life so that your life can actually resonate with you? Your being. Everything you've always known that was possible. Will you be the being that you truly be, that you've just been suffering from a little bit of amnesia? Bring it in, babies. Only you know what you know, and only you can actually gift this back to you. So will you now gift you back to you? Fully, totally, and completely, no matter what it is. Bring it in, guys. You're so close. Keep quantum leaping into more being and bring that in, and quantum leaping into more being and bring that in, and quantum leaping into more being and more knowing and bring it in. Bring it in, bring it in, bring it, 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 bring it. It's like reharmonizing your system with a completely new you. Yeah. With the being that you truly be, what you truly know. Yeah. Beautiful. How long have we waited for these moments? To actually bring the you that you truly be into being. See, you coming home to you and having this being that you be and knowing what you know and resounding in it and being this full expression of you. Reality is just a cute little joke. Missions and everything in reality, what if you got to thank them for everything that they did, all your training, and now opt out? Oh god, that was great. Now opt out time. Do. And press the escape key. Is there any amount of money that you wouldn't receive? It's like, how opulent and decadent and beautiful and ever-flowing are you being in this moment? So in the being and the having of that, what kind of life would you create? What if you allowed yourself and allowed consciousness and you to put together a life that feels like this? And what if you could change anything about the reality of how your life's showing up to actually resonate as this? And you didn't wait to change your, like, you didn't wait for the change to occur in reality to be this energy. You just continued being it and moving forward into the life beyond belief until all of the pieces of reality finally caught up with you. So everywhere you've been doing the inside reality, trying to create this as something that could be that, when this can never be that. Would you be willing to be all of the opulence, all of the decadence, all of the having, all of the ever-flowing energy, all of the full and overflowing, all of the you are everything? You lack of nothing because you are everything. And then allow you to actually create a reality that finally resonates with your being. So if you were creating a relationship with money that resonated with your being, what energies would be encompassed in it? And would you be willing to be so chosen in this for you, to where this is your choice, to where whatever came up in reality, somebody goes, I feel really bad about giving you this money. Whenever you received any heavy energies, you went, you know what, this is my choice. That is something that you're doing. You do you, and I'll do me. Beautiful. Now, in the space and the being and in the awareness of what's going on right now, okay, what you're actually being and how much energy that you're allowing to flow through your body, are you being a gift for the entire planet? Are you actually transforming all of consciousness by being willing to be this energy that is you? Yes. Having no fixation, no problem, no wrongness, not buying into any of those belief systems and just allowing them to fade. Are you actually changing the world?
Yes.
So my friends, what if consciousness is like, please let me support you? You are leading the world in energy. Energy is everything. Will you please allow me to contribute and support you fully, totally, and completely? So how about we knock out all of that reality of unsupport so that consciousness can support you? You're busting down the walls of reality. It's begging to support you. Because it would like you to keep busting down the walls of reality. It doesn't give a flying anything about money. It cares about energy. So if you're being this energy, it's going to support you. So we, on three, knock out all that unsupport?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and on three, let's just knock it.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Ooh, yeah. Okay, so here we are being this energy. Will you allow yourself to be with all of consciousness and allow all of consciousness to flow through you, allow all of consciousness to support you, and allow you to basically work with all of consciousness to create money and business? So what if everybody else's money was your money in oneness? Mm-hmm. Oneness includes everything, right? Without an ounce of judgment. So what if they're just more like bank transfers than even receiving from another? Because is there another?
No.
No. So you're just transferring money from account so-and-so to your account. It's still your account. It's a little hard to resist or refuse receiving when it's already yours. So will you allow yourself to embrace all of the energy of everything that is yours as an infinite being? Everything, all the money that is yours as an infinite being. Can you feel the stuff that's coming up? Okay. So will you actually embrace it all and keep embracing it, keep moving into more of it? Because there's a little bit of fear, a little bit of, I think I'm going to get killed, a little bit of throat stuff, a little bit of, can I have that much, a little bit of, so are you willing to be this much having?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So you jump into being it, bring it in, jump into being even more of it, bring that in, jump into being even more of that, bring that in, jump into being even more of that, and bring that in. And will you allow that to re-resonate and re-harmonize your body too? Even more, re-harmonize. Even more, re-harmonize. There we go. Even more, and re-harmonize. Awesome. Okay. So from this space and this being that you are, that includes everything without an ounce of judgment, what are the infinite ways in which the universe called you can bank transfer from your account to your account? What if this whole entire experiment that we're in, existence or whatever, has always been about your relationship with you? And when you have this beautiful relationship with you that includes everyone and everything, when you go to speak about your products, you're speaking to you. And there's no part of you that you're in judgment of. So you're willing to receive from absolutely everyone in this entire planet, in this entire universe, and receive it totally, fully, and completely. So as you speak of this, you're speaking to yourself about how amazing you are, how much of a gift you are. And there's no place in your system that would reject you. Because you don't reject you. So guess what? Neither does anybody else. You don't deny yourself receiving. So guess what? Neither does anybody else. You actually honor you and care for you. So somehow, everybody else flows with you in that same direction. And what if there is no other? And really, you've just been speaking to yourself. So will you allow yourself to have such a beautiful, gifting, contributive, nurturing relationship with you that you would never create separation with anybody else? Knock it. And knock it. So, in this having and this being and this beyond belief living that you're now choosing, that you're now being, this energy of opulence and all inclusion, what business would you create that would support even more of this energy? What would you bring into the world that would actually support and contribute to even more of this energy? How would you set up your business that would actually bring in even more of this energy? Would you be doing everything by yourself? Or would you be only playing with things that continue contributing even more of this energy? Would you shift and change anything about your business or your financial situation to allow even more of this energy? Because for you, it's all about energy, man. So say you've been doing all your own accounting and all your own bookkeeping, and you've been actually dragging down your business with all the resentment because it takes so long and you hate it and you hate numbers. Okay. Do you see how that's not playing in this energy? So, you look at changing it, but you go, well, I don't have enough money. Awesome. Let's change something over here that would allow tons of money so that you could actually have someone do it, because it's all about the energy. And what if by somebody working with you or playing with you, you brought them into more of this energy for themselves? So instead of playing in their game or in anybody else's game, what if you declared today to be the first day where you play your own game, thank you very much, and your reality, your world, your everything gets to be your birthright? Will you have that? So you may want to begin asking, what could I change about my business? What could I change about my job, my workplace, that would actually allow me to be this energy? We've actually had people that were full-time and were just, they were working, you know, too much in this particular, you know, job. And through this process, they started being so much of this energy that they're like, you know what, I'd rather do part-time and actually start facilitating and traveling and doing stuff and speaking. And do you guys think the universe is going to support that? Yeah, absolutely, because it's all about more of this energy. So as they be this energy, they actually got cut down in hours at work, but they still get paid the same, and now they work at home, which means they can do all their stuff. Because the universe is like, I don't care what we have to change, this energy is what's required on this planet. This is the energy that's shifting and transforming everyone and everything into being. Does it care about paper? And does it care about the constructs around money? Not at all. It's all about the energy. So if you're actually being this, choosing this, having this, bringing this into being, and inviting the entire world to join you in this celebration, oh, consciousness is like, thank God you're willing to lead the way. Here you go. And if you didn't shift something or your price scale or whatever, could you actually hire somebody else? So shift everything so that this energy can run every part of your life. And asking these questions like, okay, what else can I be aware of here? How else could we generate more money with this? How else could we bring more money into existence here? How could we actually offer this not only once, but in six different ways so that everyone can participate? Okay, so what things are they coming up with to decide not to participate? Okay, well, let's create something for them too. So everything is about this constant creation of creating a bed and a foundation of a billion different ways in which the universe called you can pay you. All the while, not buying into this reality or the results or the all that stuff that you do in reality, just allowing yourself to be this energy and then put into existence whatever consciousness is saying, hey, this kind of look, this kind of feel, all right, website feels like this energy. Right? This kind of look, this kind of feel, wow, your business cards, wow, they all feel like this energy. What if you created your life to resonate with your being this time? And is it finally the lifetime where you're like, I'm having it, I'm choosing it, it's mine, thank you very much? Is it time?
Yes.
So let's actually tap into the quote-unquote future you that you know you could be. That you know you could have? And if time doesn't exist, do we have to wait until the future? How powerful are you?
Infinitely.
So can you bring it into being and let go of anything vibrationally that doesn't allow it right now?
Yes.
Okay, so go out, be that. Find all that knowing, all that being, all that living. Look at how much joy there is there. Every moment of every day is like, oh, I took a breath. God, it was so orgasmic. Oh. Everything you're being in the world is all about bringing more of this light and this being and this presence and this awareness and this you. knowing that you have always been this gift. So go out, find that vibrationally, and bring all of that vibrationally into your body. Allow it to rain down all over your reality, washing out all of the fixed energy, washing out any of the energy from your body that resonates with the old world, and just let the old world dissipate. Bring it in, be more, bring it in, be more. Bring it in, be more, bring it in, be more, bring it in, be more, bring it in, bring more, bring more, bring more, bring more, bring more. Bring it, bring it, bring it, bring it. And then let go of all the other strings of what was. Beautiful. Thank you for your willingness to be you. Thank you for your willingness to bring you into being on a plane of existence where lots of people don't allow themselves to have this and be this. Thank you for being willing to embody the energy of having, to vibrationally shift everybody into being home in themselves. And my wish for you is that you would actually allow consciousness and all of consciousness to support you, to contribute to you, to be there for you in every way that it would truly like to be. And that anytime you feel stuck, you're willing to open up a door of awareness and ask a question that brings a new light, a new possibility into your world. Because does the universe or consciousness desire you to stop you? Oh God, no, it's like, please keep going. I mean, you know, Bill Gates, whatever, just go, just please go. Like, come on, please. There's lots of people with lots of this stuff that really aren't doing amazing things. Please, would you just go forth, please? So will you honor you with that? And allow the universe to honor you for being you. Being this life beyond belief. Being this having beyond belief. Being this wealth beyond belief. Being the you that has always been beyond belief.